epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We are going to get to your calls, but I want to spend a few minutes talking about a couple of things that Congressman Steve Scalise talked about yesterday. I thought we had a great interview. And if you were expecting me to get irate and yell at Steve Scalise, then I'm sure you were disappointed. We had a conversation, and I respect Steve Scalise as a man. I respect what he has been through. And I enjoyed the interview. I called him on a couple of different things that I disagreed with. But right now, what he is saying is just words. What I'm saying are just words. We don't know. But let's see who's right. Let's see what happens when this big, not-so-beautiful bill manifests itself in our economy. Soon we will know whether Steve Scalise is right or I was right to, you know, bring up a couple of things that I disagreed with him on. But this idea that, you know, I got to be angry. First of all, I'm not going to ever make everybody happy. But I thought it was a very respectful conversation with Steve Scalise. And I think this shows that people can disagree and have conversations and not hate each other. Because I don't hate the man. I respect the man. I respect that he recovered from the 2017 shooting, that he has recovered from his 2023 announcement of a rare blood cancer, that he's in full remission there. I respect him as a man. I disagree with him when it comes to a lot of politics. And his closeness to President Trump, I disagree with, not his closeness to President Trump, but I disagree with going along with many of what President Trump believes, which I think is a contrast to Stephen Scalise's Catholic Christian faith. So, but anyway, we'll have him back. He's going to come back in a couple of months, and we'll talk about this. But at one point yesterday, I asked Congressman Scalise to talk to us about who is going to lose Medicaid coverage in Louisiana and which hospitals might close.
So when they have to go get a job, they're going to get better health care. But yeah, a lot of myths about this. First of all, a lot of hospitals have closed down, especially in rural areas, for years before this bill got signed into law. So this idea that this bill is going to do something bad to hospitals, we have a lot of problems with our hospitals. Go look at how many rural hospitals have closed in America just in the last 4 years. There's a lot of them. Doesn't get reported. This bill does a number of things that are really good for families. Number one, stops the tax increase. Every family in Louisiana that pays taxes was about to get about a 20 to 40% tax increase. So we stopped that from happening, which is really good. There are some other changes we made, and as it affects Medicaid, the biggest changes are we put work requirements in place. So two big areas where you're going to see people no longer be eligible for Medicaid that today might be getting it. One is illegals. If you're here illegally, there are over a million people in America getting Medicaid. So you're a taxpayer. You're paying for illegals to get health care. You're a disabled person on Medicaid. We're protecting them, by the way. There were a lot of lies told about disabled people losing care. If you're disabled on Medicaid, you're going to have better care because a lot of disabled people are getting crowded out of Medicaid by people who shouldn't be on the program. So illegals will no longer be eligible, but also people who are fully able-bodied. Pick up the... Never did the Advocate do a story on this person, but this is the person that will lose their eligibility. You're 35 years old. You're fully able to work. You're just choosing to sit at home in your mom's basement and play video games and turn down work. Well, guess what, Scoot? You're not going to be eligible for Medicaid anymore. You can go get a job. And by the way, there are a lot of people looking to hire you. And when you get that job, you're going to actually get private insurance, which is better than Medicaid. Keep in mind, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, three different forms of health care. The worst form of all those is Medicaid. So you don't want to be dumping millions more people into Medicaid when they could be on a much better form of care in private insurance.
Well, all along, I have been for able-bodied people working. I agree with President Trump on that. I agree with Congressman Scalise on that. But here's the interesting thing. So Congressman Scalise said that hospitals are not going to close because they're already closing. So if hospitals right now are closing at a certain rate, then let's see when this happens. Let's see if more hospitals close at a more rapid rate. The other point that can be brought up is that because Governor John Bel Edwards accepted Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that allowed us to do things that other states, like when he talks about hospitals closing, that might be in other states that didn't have the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. When he gave that answer, I thought two things about it right away. I was like, curious. He didn't say that no rural hospitals in Louisiana will close as a result of reduced income from Medicaid dollars. He did not say that at any time in this conversation. What he did do is kind of deflected and said, well, rural hospitals close all the time and we don't ever hear about it. But just like you pointed out, rural hospitals close all the time in states that did not expand Medicaid. Louisiana did expand Medicaid. If we hadn't done that, some untold number of our rural hospitals would have closed already. This is not really a sufficient answer to the question that you asked.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, again, it's all words right now, but we're going to have him back and we'll play back some of this stuff. And it's not going to be, you know, anything other than a civil conversation. But, you know, right now, everything is words. And if hospitals start closing at a faster rate than they're closing now because of the big not so beautiful bill, well, then Steve Scalise is going to have to answer to that and explain why that is happening. It is still a fear that we have on this show that more hospitals are going to close. And in Louisiana, we're a little different than other states that rejected the Affordable Care Act.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.